Lehrer on WNYC. And if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you've probably received more and more pleas from your friends to contribute to a Kickstarter campaign. Kickstarter, if you don't know, a two-year-old company offering a platform for usually small-scale fundraising efforts to get seed money for a brand new creative venture. A company pitches you an idea for a project and asks you to contribute money to make that thing a reality. And while asking people for donations is nothing new in the nonprofit world, this is different. Now we're talking about mainly for-profit business ventures relying on the crowd to fund products to be sold in the marketplace. We've been seeing this more and more. So we wondered if in a world where bank loans for small businesses are harder to come by and venture capital managers are more cautious, will small businesses now be looking to the crowd, say $25 at a time, instead of traditional funding mechanisms? And if so, how will this play out for businesses and consumers? Om Malik, founder of the GigaOm Network, an online publishing company, and senior writer for GigaOm.com, says this transforms the very idea of commerce. And he joins us to explain. Om, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, thank you. How does this transform the idea of commerce? Those are big words.
Well, there are two. Economy, per se, has been controlled by institutions, banks, large lending institutions. So whenever you needed money, you needed to go and talk to these big institutions who would decide what was good or what was not good, or what would be a good idea or would not be a good idea. However, now people, because of the internet, a few people, you don't need 50,000 people. You need 10,000 people or 5,000 people to find your idea attractive and pledge their money.
Like $25 each is the average pledge, right?
Right. There is that old saying, if you're a stick alone, you can be easily broken, but when you're a pile of sticks, nothing can damage you.
And if you go to Kickstarter this morning, there are projects featured, including a Twin Towers iPhone app, I'm not sure what that means, a narrative film project about family, love, and letting go, a butchery instructional web series, and a documentary on the next generation of jazz musicians, all hoping to be for-profit ventures. So it's all over the place.
Right. And I think there is a lot of these things are not quite, businesses in traditional sense. So I think a lot of times these ideas never come to fruition because of the lack of funding. And now we, the people, can be the judge of what we want the marketplace to have. And we fund it and we buy it. So we support it by our dollars, just like we would support a brand by buying their product. Like you could go and buy Nike shoes, but, you have no say in that matter. Here, you actually get to choose what you want.
But it's a different mindset. It requires a different mindset because you don't actually get that Twin Towers iPhone app in the mail or on your iPad in exchange. You're just funding the development of the company that will eventually sell the thing.
But you do get, there are certain advantages. You're backing this company because you believe in the idea. You want this idea to come to market. And I think that is the more powerful trend which is happening right now. And it's just not, it's not just in Kickstarter. You're going to see similar behavior in other aspects of our society as well.
Listeners, we only have 3 or 4 minutes here, but if anybody wants to call up and give us real quick, succinct, like 15-second descriptions of your experience with Kickstarter as contributor or the person with the startup, 212-433-WNYC. Call right up. We'll put you right on because we're almost out of time already. 212-433-9692 for Om Malik. Is other funding drying up? Is it that these projects can't get traditional funding through small business loans or institutional funding for things like film or research, or do they not want that kind of funding?
I think there is a lot of funding still which is out there, but these Kickstarter has made it easy. It has made it easy to find like-minded people to back a project. It made it easy to raise capital. It's made it easy to connect with your friends and your, folks who are like-minded. I think if you have to go raise money from traditional sources, I think the paperwork alone is almost a killer, in my opinion.
And there was an article in the Times a couple of weeks ago about research scientists who use Kickstarter to help fund a scientific research project that would more traditionally be funded through foundation grants or university support. So you think it can even fill that void?
Well, why not? I think one of the folks in New York is recently, she did a research on the impact of Facebook on society. They made a documentary film, and it was entirely funded through efforts on Kickstarter. And I think that...
But do you think that that changes the nature of the kind of research we're going to see, less based on scientific expert judgment and more based on popular taste?
I don't think it's popular taste. Popular taste is why, you know, we have something like Kickstarter coming up, because popular taste is not like, you know, it just doesn't take into account the, you know, the minority people who do not have, you know, like a big presence. So, for instance, people who want to know about, I don't know, butchery, there isn't a big market for them. So right. No book publisher is ever going right. to put a book out for them.
Or maybe food books can often do pretty well. Patrick and Wall, what's your experience with Kickstarter? Real quick. Patrick and Wall Township, you there?
Hi, yeah. I actually pledged for a movie called Rise and Shine. It was made by a group that was starting up. It's a film about soccer, and I'm very passionate about soccer in my life. But I thought it was great because I actually donated $100 towards the movie, and in return they gave me a T-shirt, and they gave me they're going to send me the movie once.
Once it comes out. Thank you very much. So they did give you something as a thank you for the donations, the T-shirt. Gary in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I'm the founder of Couple Space, which is an internet startup, and my experience was abysmal because they have a policy. They will not fund internet startups. They're great for one-shot things like movies and artwork, but they won't fund ongoing internet startups.
Is that true, no internet startups?
Well, it seems to be the case, but, you know, I think he can get funding from a lot of VCs in New York. They're just looking for ideas, so...
Bernadette in Asbury Park, you're on WNYC.
Hi. The one experience I had with Kickstarter was excellent. We were a big fan of a small indie band from Springfield, Missouri, and they needed a van to tour, so we were happy to donate, and they were able to bring their art to the East Coast with the funds. And additionally, what they liked about it is that they were able to give gifts back to their fans in exchange for the donation rather than just asking for money for a van. So it was a really agreeable experience.
Thank you very much. Wendy in Accord. I got married in Accord, and I don't think I've ever gotten a caller from there before. Hi. Wendy. We're going to run out of time. Do you think, that, you know, relating to the lack of internet startup ability for this. You have ties to the venture capital world. Do you think like the venture capital firms like Union Square Ventures and their big name portfolio of Twitter and Zynger and Foursquare, is that model of starting up over?
No, it's not. I think that business is still going to continue, though we have seen some changes as more and more angels have started to fund companies.
And I guess that's where we leave it for now. On our website, on Facebook, we asked, are you participating in the Kickstarter movement? Peter says, I've contributed to a few of my friends' projects. Kelly says, in 2009, Kickstarter enabled me to start my own independent food magazine, Remedy Quarterly. Food as medicine, I guess. And John says, have noticed musicians and filmmakers use it to fund their albums or projects. The use of exclusive rewards makes the system enticing for supporters. So they're on Kickstarter for startups. Om Malik, founder of the GigaOm Network, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.